Good morning, everyone. This is a great honor to present a piece of my doctoral dissertation with you today, which is about how social and physical environment influence obesity. And this presentation is based on a qualitative study conducted in South Korea. I have no financial relationships to disclose. A little bit of background. Like many other countries, South Korea also has experienced increased childhood obesity prevalence over the last 7 years in this graph. And this graph shows that the overall childhood obesity prevalence has been increased from 10 to 18%. And given this rapid increase within short amount of time, many public health professionals have been discussing associations between school and neighborhood environments and children's health behavior and weight status. But most of these previous studies have been conducted in Western countries. But then how about in Asian countries? There are some possible causal relationship of increasing childhood obesity in certain Asian countries with the changes in the environment. And these changes include the introduction of fast food franchise restaurants and also overflowing computer games, which leads to sedentary lifestyle among children. But there hasn't been no close examination on how environmental factors actually interplay with children's health behavior, like eating practice and physical exercise. So the very first question that we pose is to understand the environmental influences on childhood obesity was how do people perceive environmental factors regarding obesity-related behaviors? So this map and picture shows where the study was conducted, Seoul and Gyeonggi-do in South Korea. And the major data collection method was in-depth interviews and focus groups. We have conducted 20 in-depth interviews and 2 focus groups. There were a total of 29 participants, 9 parents, 17 teachers, and 3 elementary and middle school students. We recruited the participants through our local collaborators using a snowball sampling method. We digitally recorded all the interviews and focus groups, and we transcribed all the interviews verbatim, and the accuracy was checked with the interviewers. And once we have all the transcriptions, we coded the data using a framework analysis and a code book, and using the qualitative data analysis management program, which is called Atlas TI. And moving on to the results. We have summarized the result using these 7 themes, which is social and cultural environment, nutrition environment for home, school, and neighborhood, and physical activity environment for home, school, and neighborhood. I'm going to focus more on the first theme because I found this theme was really interesting and is considered to be the most important factor in this setting. And I don't think I would be able to find this factor if I didn't do any qualitative study in this setting. So the most salient theme that I found was a strong cultural emphasis on academic achievement in this setting for social and cultural environment. So basically, academic success is the most important thing, especially parents think, in their children's life. So it's very easy for children to go at least 3, 4, or 5 private institutes a day after school. So literally, they don't have any time for real meals because of these additional classes in private institutes. So this first quote is saying that the mother of a 7th grader and 4th grader saying that maybe school environment or neighborhood environment is not so important in this setting, she thinks, because simply the kids have just so busy schedule and they have no time for a meal and they don't really come home after school. So maybe, I mean, it's not environment. But the second theme also speaking the same thing, which is they have very little time between classes or between private institutes, which is like 10 or 20 minutes. So it's maybe easier for them to play with electronic devices like computer games compared to going outside and playing with other friends. And it's also hard for them to find other friends because they don't have any other friends playing outside, you know. So besides this strong cultural influences on academic achievement, there are some challenges in shaping schools' social environment address obesity. Even though the childhood obesity has been increasing quite rapidly in South Korea, the government hasn't really put much emphasis on school-based program yet. So there are no incentives or no budget available for schools to develop chronic disease prevention programs. And besides this lack of external resources, there are some school-level issues. Like many teachers that I interviewed said that obesity is a personal issue and there aren't many things that the school can do. That's what people thought, as the teachers thought. And even though there are some teachers who are willing to work at this school-level prevention program, they found it quite difficult in working together with other teachers because they are not used to work together as a group. Like, for example, PE teachers, they just teach PE course, and nutritionists, they prepare lunch at school. So they are not really used to work together towards one goal. And principals are usually the main decision maker at school level. So if principals do not think obesity is a major issue at their school, they don't really put like any budget or any resources on this school level program. Moving on to home nutrition environment, many parents that I interviewed said that the perception about healthy eating or what they know about healthy eating or non-healthy eating affect the availability of healthy or unhealthy food items at home. So for example, one interviewee told me that sugar-sweetened beverages are not good for my kids, so I don't really buy them and I don't really stock any of them at home. So that's going to shape the kids' home nutrition environment. And again, the second factor for home nutrition environment is exposure to healthy food at an early age by other family members, especially grandparents. Because grandparents of current kids tend to have healthier diet, which is more like grain-based, the traditional Korean diet, lots of vegetables. So if the kids were grown up with their grandparents, they tend to be exposed to this healthy food compared to children who did not grow up with their grandparents. So that's the second factor for home nutrition environment. And also working status of mother also affects home nutrition environment. Households with working mothers tend to have higher frequency of eating out and skipping breakfast. And on the other hand, lower frequency of family dinner at the household. Moving on to school nutrition environment. Unfortunately, in South Korea, there is no mandatory nutrition education. And by law, there is only one nutritionist assigned per school. So if the school is large, like more than 2,000 students, one nutritionist should take care of all the matters with regard to school lunch program. And all schools in South Korea prepare lunch on site, so it's a lot of work. So if the school is large, nutritionists tend to have little time for other activities like education or nutrition counseling. So I think that's going to affect the other services that the children or parents can get, depends on the size of school. Last theme for nutrition environment is neighborhood environment. Some of these factors are similar to other findings from other settings. Parents and teachers thought that it's quite easy to get unhealthy finger food at stores or from streets around schools or around private institutes where children go very often. And the types of food outlets available differ by neighborhood characteristics. And also physical proximity of fast food restaurant matters. And this quote shows that a fourth grader boy goes to this swimming lesson, but there is a McDonald's on the first floor of this swimming pool. So it's very, very hard for him to just pass by like every day. It's just painful. But yeah, his mom told me that, but so we made this rule like once a week for ice cream and once a month for like hamburger or french fries. That was their rule because it was so hard to just pass by every day. And the last theme for physical, well, I summarized all the physical activity environment in this one slide because some of them are very similar to other findings from other settings. But the one thing which was quite Korea-specific was a home physical activity environment. Because, you know, children's time was competing between this physical activity or leisure time and private institute, like more lessons or more study. How would the parents think getting enough physical activity is important, really affect the level of physical activity that the children get. So it's important that parents have this really important, really good mind about like getting healthy is what's really affecting the home physical activity environment. And for school and neighborhood environments was very similar to previous findings, like availability of facilities and programs in school really matters, and the friendliness of the neighborhood for biking, roller skating, and running actually affects the type of physical activity that the interviewees mentioned during the interview really differing. So take-home messages. I was born and raised in South Korea, but until the very first interview that I did, I had no idea how important the social and cultural influences on children's health behavior. So I just want to re-emphasize the importance of qualitative research, which is an essential first step for understanding the broad set of factors related to childhood obesity in this and probably other settings. And again, cultural values strongly interplay with the environmental factors to increase obesity risk in Korean children, in this case, emphasis on academic achievement. And it's important to understand multiple levels of environmental factors when studying risk factors for childhood obesity. Some limitations should be mentioned. All the interviews conducted here was in urban area, metropolitan area in South Korea. So maybe it's not generalizable for rural Korean settings, but I think those cultural factors might actually matter in rural Korean settings as well. And we were able to interview a little, like small number of adolescent participants, mainly because they were so busy. It's really hard to meet the adolescent or children because they were at school or they're at the private institute. So it's easy to meet teachers or parents, but it was not easy to meet children. But we were able to interview different types of adult interviewees, so which gave us a broad set of factors, and we were able to do data triangulation. We covered both nutrition and physical activity in order to capture the full picture of childhood obesity in South Korea. To my knowledge, this is the first attempt to understand the influences of environmental factors on childhood obesity in an Asian country using qualitative method. The result has been used in developing tools for measuring environmental aspects of childhood obesity, which was the next step of my doctoral dissertation, which I'm not covering today. And the results of this study will benefit future observation and intervention studies in South Korea and possibly other settings. And this is it. Thank you very much.